Brilliance Audio presents
The Legacy by Howard Fast. For Rachel and Jonathan, my dear friends and advisors in the art of living. 1. A visitor to San Francisco in the late 50s might well have been advised that along with the cable cars, the Coit Tower, and the Golden Gate Bridge, he should look for Big Dan Levitt. While not nearly as well known as the above, except locally, Dan Levitt was nevertheless a sort of civic fixture. And almost any morning, the weather being tolerable, he could be found striding along the Embarcadero with his wife, Jean. Asking for further facts, the visitor would be told to look for a large, heavy-set man, somewhat over 6 feet in height, with a shock of curly snow-white hair and a brown face as lined and creased as a relief map of Northern California. He would most likely be wearing gray flannels and an Irish hand-knit pullover, and his arm would be linked with the arm of a handsome, white-haired woman, almost as tall as he was. From the ferry building to Fisherman's Wharf, they knew every shopkeeper, sidewalk vendor, fisherman, and Embarcadero drifter and walker. Usually by 9 o'clock, the Levettes had left their home on Russian Hill and were headed down Leavenworth toward the bay. But now and again in the summertime, when the press of tourists on the Embarcadero becomes very heavy, they would drive to Golden Gate Park and do their walking between the Japanese Tea Garden and the Pacific Ocean and back. They were good walkers, and after almost half a century of knowing each other, their silences were as pertinent and as comfortable as their conversation. On this morning, during the last week of August, they had decided to take their morning stroll in the Golden Gate Park. The weather had turned chilly, as it sometimes does in August, and the Pacific mist that enveloped the city showed no sign of dissipating. Once they were in the park, Jean wondered whether this might not be a better day to build a fire in Dan's study and have a cocktail before lunch.